Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy to have the Word of God in front of us, ready for us to read, study, and think through, to let the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth as we learn more about God, His Son Jesus, and His ways. So today as we pray, Heavenly Father, I thank You that You will help us in all these things and bless our time together. We give You thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Walk in the Spirit. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Paul the Apostle has refuted the false teachings of the Judaizers, and he's instructed the Galatian church members to serve one another by love. But how are they to do that? Isn't that contrary to the way they are? Paul the Apostle knows the natural inclination within people to live after their fleshly desires. So he tells the Galatians in chapter 5 and verse 16 of his book, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Let us note first Paul's conclusion to the matter of loving others. "This I say then." Because there was biting and devouring among the believers in Galatia, and there was not an endeavor to love and serve as Paul instructed, it was therefore necessary that Paul not only give instruction for how to live, but also to provide the manner in which this living could be carried out. Loving one another was not only Paul's instruction, but it was Jesus' command. And by loving God and loving one another, they would fulfill the entire law. Paul needed to show how this could be done. Paul continued, "Walk in the Spirit." Let's notice first the word walk. It doesn't say run, nor does it say amble in a hurried pace. No, it says walk, which has the implication of taking one's time, prodding along without anxious thoughts or actions, one step at a time. It denotes deliberate, willful, and purposed action. The church members were to walk in the Spirit. Jesus promised in the Gospel of John in chapters 14 and 16 that He would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, after His resurrection. In John 16 and verse 13 it says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." The Galatian church members had the Spirit of God with them after they received Jesus as their Savior, and now they needed to walk in the confines of His guidance. Paul continues, "And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The desires of the flesh are strong, and the imposing power of fleshly wants can override a person's good judgment, compromise one's position, and generate a world of trouble. Loving others is often contrary to the flesh, and the natural bent is to love oneself rather than loving someone else." Paul knew it would be a work of God's Spirit within the church members if they were ever going to fulfill the law of God by loving one another. The Galatians needed God's Spirit to guide them and empower them to live contrary to the false teaching Judaizers while living in love one toward another. Do we wonder why our flesh seems so powerful at times? Are there desires within our flesh that are contrary to God's law to love others? Are there passions within us that have much more to do with fulfilling fleshly things than godly, holy, and spiritual things? Perhaps we should slow our pace just a bit today and consider taking a walk in the Spirit, and allow God to instruct us, guide us, and empower us to live our lives after His ways. When we take this walk, our fleshly ways will be overshadowed by the greatness of His presence. Next time we will look closer into the battle between the flesh and the Spirit, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.